There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all are doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting the good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow path. And you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you. So always stay thankful, grateful, and appreciative. Take it one day at a time. More praising, less complaining. Let us repent from our sins and turn away from backsliding or secret sins or any negative habits, any negative lifestyles or routines or choices, any unholiness we have. Let's flee from all of that. And let us be holy and blameless for the rest of our lives. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. And let us thank the Lord for protecting us, coming in and going out. Guiding us through the morning, guiding us through the afternoon, guiding us through the evening, guiding us through the night. And just constantly looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, his love, his outstretched arm, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten son, dying for our sins. Just countless of things the Lord has brought us through and continues to keep doing for us, because his mercy endures forever, amen. So always stay thankful and appreciative, people. Always remember that God keeps his promises. He protects his people. So we have to always thank him and praise him through the midst of everything going on, through the highs and lows, through the ugly, through the good times, the bad times, all of that, all right? Always stay thankful, people, always. Most definitely, y'all. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Let's always have that love, unity, peace, harmony, love. And let us always, always be patient with one another, comfort one another, support each other, pray for each other, intercede for each other. All that, brothers and sisters of the faith, we got to stay strong in these times, you know. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel, scattered all four corners of the earth, all ends of the earth. Much love to the church. Much love to the martyrs, the brave, courageous people out there for the gospel. And much love to all the great tribulation saints, all the engrafted Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds, all over the world. Much love to all of you out there. Anybody who just gave their life to the Messiah and just got baptized or anything, God bless you as well, man. Much love to all of you, man. Real talk. We got to be united, people, because this world is going in a more crazy direction, and we got to be more lights of the world, more ambassadors for Christ. We got to be more thorough with this work for the Most High, amen. So let us be strong and upright forevermore, people. Welcome, everyone, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth, all kindreds. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, all the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains. Let all of God's creation praise him, amen. Hallelujah, most definitely, y'all. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted and grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Most High. Sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Rejoice, always rejoice. Make a joyful noise, make a joyful sound. Play an instrument, crowd them, express yourself. Do what you got to do for the Most High, man. Just thank him for what he brought you, doing what he continues to keep doing for you, all right? We got to always worship in spirit and truth, y'all. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Let us love the Lord our God with all of our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, strength, soul, and might. Let us always love our neighbors as we love ourselves, people. And let us always keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until the Son comes back. Amen. He is coming back like a thief in the night. He has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. He has come back for a people who are spotless, blameless, ready to go. Let's keep our lamps. Let's keep our oils. Let's be washed up by the water through the word. Washed up by the water by the word. Let's keep the commandments. Let's keep spreading the gospel. Let's keep doing Father's will, Father's business. Keep helping people. And just stay on this narrow path. We got to stay upright, stay on track. You know what I'm saying? No more, you know, silly distractions or backsliding or, you know, anything that's throwing people off. You know, a lot of people are very distracted. We got to be really firm and fixed on the Lord and really have our eyes on the prize. You feel me? So let's be more firm with our mind and our attitude or what have you. Okay, people. Let the Lord keep revealing himself to us more and more through dreams, encounters, visions, and what have you. Let's know the Lord better. Let's get more close to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Let's obey the gospel. Let's obey the law, statute, commandments. Let's obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High has told us personally in our lives, according to our calling, our purpose, our future, our gifts, our talents, or our situation, honor that, handle that. Let us be obedient on our side. Let us do our part. We know the Most High is faithful and amazing. He's going to always do him. So let's make sure we stay disciplined, obedient, and we handle our part. We handle our assignments. All right? We handle our task. Amen. What's been given to us, let's take care of it. Amen. Be good stewards. All right. So most definitely, God bless all of you listening, okay? Let's take it one day at a time, people, all right? Now, today's message, what I'm going to do is read a commentary within the book of First Chronicles, okay? So we'll go through today's Bible reading. Then we'll go through the recommended reading scriptures. We'll read the full commentary. And then we will close out with a prayer. We'll close out with a priestly blessing. And then we will close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. So today's Bible reading is going to be the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 23, verses 24 through 32. All right, here we go. These were the descendants of Levi by their families, the heads of families as they were registered under their names and counted individually. That is the workers 20 years old or more who served in the temple of the Lord. For David had said, since the Lord, the God of Israel, has granted rest to his people and has come to dwell in Jerusalem forever, the Levites no longer need to carry the tabernacle or any of the articles used in its service. According to the instructions of David, the Levites were counted from those 20 years old or more. The duty of the Levites was to help Aaron's descendants in the service of the temple of the Lord, to be in charge of the courtyards, the side rooms, the purification of all sacred things, and the performance of other duties at the house of God. They were in charge of the bread set out on the table, the flour for the grain offerings, the unleavened wafers, the baking and the mixing, and all measurements of quantity and size. They were also to stand every morning to thank and praise the Lord. They were to do the same in the evening. And whenever burnt offerings were presented to the Lord on Sabbath days and at new moon festivals and appointed feasts, they were to serve before the Lord regularly in the proper number and in the way prescribed for them. And so the Levites carried out their responsibilities for the tent of meeting, for the holy place, and under their brothers, the descendants of Aaron, for the service of the temple of the Lord. Amen. So that's today's Bible reading on 1 Chronicles chapter 23, verses 24 through 32. So we see how the Most High has set apart Levi and their assignments compared to all the other tribes, and how Levi was really holy and responsible and disciplined, how the Most High arranged things for them. Okay, so whatever the Most High assigns to us, we got to really be on point and sharp with it, people. Okay, now what I would love to do is read the recommended reading scriptures to this. Okay, so the first recommended reading scripture is Psalm 95. Okay, so let's go to Psalm 95. Come, let us sing joy. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the peoples of his pasture, the flock under his care. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did at Meribah, as you did that day at Massa, in the desert, where your fathers tested and tried me, though they had seen what I did. For 40 years I was angry with that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they have not known my ways. So I declared on oath, in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. All right, that's Psalm 95 right there. So you see the beauty of the Most High and his power, his mercy, and his the way he created everything, but you also see his anger and his vengeance and what have you, and discipline and what have you, okay? So you see how much of a great father he is and how much he could be a tough father, okay? So you see that balance there, all right, through situation. So that's the first recommended reading scripture, Psalm 95. Now we will read the second recommended scripture. Recommended reading scripture is Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 15. Prayer. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the honor and the glory forever. Amen. All right, Lord's Prayer. So that's the second recommended reading scripture of Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 15. Pray without ceasing, people, okay? And prayer life got to be fully activated, okay? Prayers up for all of us, for all you out there, amen? I pray for you, you pray for me, we all pray for each other, okay? Most definitely. So that's the second recommended reading scripture. Now we read the last recommended reading scripture according to this commentary. And the third one is Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 through 4, all right? Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 through 4. Further instructions. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful, and pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. Be wise in the way you act towards outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Amen. All right, so that's Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 through 4. Read 5 as well in that, but that's the recommended reading scriptures, okay? So now we will get into the actual commentary itself, all right? The title of this commentary is On Track. All right, let's stay on track for the Most High, people, all right? Here we go. What if every driver decides to ignore the center yellow lines? Smash-ups would rival apocalyptic visions. Those colored splotches on the roadway keep us on track. They keep us safe. In our spiritual journey, praise and thanksgiving are like yellow line, keeping our hearts on track. But it doesn't take much to veer off course, does it? Think about the Levites. They were set apart to offer thanks and praise to God every morning and every night, day in and day out, in a never-ending cycle. See chapter 23, verses 30. It was their job with the thanks and praise, you know. Imagine the temptations inherent in this routine. Did easy-to-repeat prayers take the place of petitions motivated by full hearts and genuine gratitude? Did their minds wander as the words bubbled out? Hear me, O God. Here we go again. We've all heard of the doctor who's in terrible physical condition or the plumber whose house has leaky pipes. When you do something for a living, as these people do, it's sometimes hard to stay motivated to keep your own life in order. This is what it may have been like for the Levites as well. Praise and thanks are key ingredients in a healthy relationship with God. We need them as much as we need fresh air. Praise isn't just an outward gesture. It reveals what's inside of us, the attitude we have toward God. When we offer meaningful thanks, we acknowledge that God's goodness deserves our recognition and awe. Every gift comes from His hand. Nothing we've done grants us the sun's bright rising or peaceful slumber at night. It all comes from God's good hand. How do we make our delight in God genuine and true every day? Unlike the Levites, God doesn't demand that we follow certain daily requirements. Maybe that makes the routine more difficult. We are responsible for taking the time to bow before Him and offer our praise and thanks. When we skip this routine, we become like those drivers who disregard the center line, a potential accident waiting to happen. But when we take the time to regularly focus on and praise the God who loves us, He helps us stay on track. Amen. Things to take away from the commentary. Spiritually, would you describe yourself as on track or as an accident waiting to happen? Why? Reflect on that. Why does God want you to praise Him? List several things in your life for which you can praise and thank God. How can you keep your prayers of praise and thanksgiving fresh? Amen, people. Do not grow weary in doing good, for you shall reap in due time. Okay, you shall reap reward in due time. And a lot of people out there feel tired, heavy, fatigued, exhausted. A lot of people feel really burnt out. And let the Lord fill us up with his spirit, people. Let's be drunk in his spirit. And we got to be zealous for the Lord. We got to have that zeal for the Most High. A lot of people feel unmotivated or tired or just drained out from tests and trials and hardships and people feeling like, you know, just all these different feelings. And we have to be upright people by the Spirit. We can't always entertain the flesh too much. And it's okay to be honest and real about your condition and situation, all right? We're not robots, all right? When we feel vulnerable or feel a certain way, we take it to the Most High. We let the Most High know how we're feeling deep down inside. We don't hide it and try to cover it up and try to act like everything's all perfect and dandy. We got to always keep it real with the Most High. The Most High wants us to be real with him. You know, he doesn't want us faking it to make it. You know, he sees what's on our hearts anyway. So you might as well tell him, right? He sees everything going on. So you might as well just bear it all to him. You know, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Amen. So these people in the scriptures, from Moses, Deborah, David, Samson, the Messiah, disciples, Paul, none of their task was easy, man. Noah, Job, none of these people's tasks were easy, man. You saw their prayer life, how they cried out to the Most High in their situations, all that, man. So us going through things we're going through in this generation, we definitely got to always stay fresh, renewed. We got to always stay anointed, stay zealous, man, you know. Because it's very easy for a lot of people to sidetrack or get distracted or backslide, fall off course or what have you. And we got to be firm, man, you know, and the joy of the Lord is our strength. So we really got to stay upright and really find various ways to stay, you know, joyful and glad, you know, because when people get tired or people get bored or get vulnerable or sluggish, they start to, you know, backslide and all those different things. So We really got to tighten up and be better, and we got to find various ways to cry out to the Most High, find like different hobbies and habits to keep our head, you know, cool, you know, because I think a lot of people right now are battling with a whole lot of overthinking and anxiety or a lot of pressure or, you know, just all types of intensity, you know what I mean? And it's like, it don't got to always be like that, you know, we can always bring it to the Most High, amen, just bring it on to him. So that thanksgiving, that prayers, that rejoicing, that praising, that dancing, that singing, we got to remove that spirit of heaviness, you know what I mean? And, you know, stay on point. And I'm telling you, man, the things we're going through right now and what's ahead, man, it's going to be a lot more intense, actually. So we got to always be more strong in the Lord, amen, because we know that the spirit is willing. We know that the flesh is weak and the spirit is willing, okay? The spirit is willing, the flesh is weak, okay? So let's always be on point for the Most High. Amen. So there you have it. All right. That is the commentary. What I would love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. So here we go. Praise the Lord of hosts. Most definitely, he's the God of Shem, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, the God of Noah, Job, and Daniel. Praise the true creator, y'all. His only begotten Son died for our sins. Rose came back 3 days later, amen. Sits at the right hand of the Father. He is risen, amen. Praise the Most High forevermore. Much love to the Messiah. Most definitely, y'all. He is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Messiah, y'all, the Most High. He is the Advocate, the Almighty, true living God, the Alpha and Omega, amen. The Apostle of our profession, the armor of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed only potentate, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, that I am who I am, the great I am that I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nissi. Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the king of Israel, amen. He is the king of kings, hallelujah. He's the king of kings, the Lord of lords. Hosanna of the highest praise, Hosanna, son of David. King of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the lamb of God, the lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader, commander, the life of the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is my portion, the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my rock, the Lord is my salvation, the Lord is my redeemer, the Lord is my healer, the Lord is my provider. He is the good fortress, he is the high tower. Yes, he is my shield, my buckler, all that, amen. Most definitely, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Ben Yahweh, Yahai, Yeshai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Yehosha, Yehusha, Yehosha, Ahai, Yeshai, Adonai. Praise the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forevermore. Most definitely, he is the consuming fire. He is the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He is the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days to rest on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree, y'all. Call on him, he'll show you great mighty things. Search and seek him with your whole heart. He is a rewarder to those who seek him diligently. Got to have faith in him. Got to believe in him. Got to trust in him. Faith without works is dead. It is impossible. Please God without faith. Faith, righteousness, obedience. All the things have to be in alignment, people. Your faith made you well. Your faith saved you. Praise the Most High forevermore, people. The just shall live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. We know that the Most High's outstretched arm is going to have us dear tight forever. We know the mighty hand of God is going to be on our lives forever. We know the finger of God is going to be in our life forevermore. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We understand the power and importance of healing, restoration, and deliverance, miracle signs and wonders, more encounters. Amen. The Most High got us, people. He got us, y'all. Stay encouraged, people. Praise the Most High forevermore. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection of life, the resurrection, the resurrected of life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the Most High God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Adonai. Most definitely, we know that his word is purifying silver, just as David said in Psalms. We know that every word of God is pure and flawless. And we know that his word is a double-edged sword. The book of Hebrews says, amen. We touch and agree, y'all. Praise the Most High forever. He got us, people. In the midst of everything going on, he got us, y'all. He is right near and dear to us. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted. So give your heart to the Most High forever, people. Give your heart to the Lord. Praise him, y'all. Praise him. In the midst of everything going on, you always got to remind yourself how excellent the Messiah is and what he went through for us, for the whole world, how his blood shed for all the four corners of the earth, for everybody, you know. And we got to always stay thankful and appreciative. And we always got to remember that he overcame the world. So we have to cheer up and, you know, trust in him. Amen. And follow that example. Hallelujah. So just the name of who he is will always keep you upright. Amen. Just the name Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ, most definitely the true Savior, the Lord of all, the abiding Son, the name above all names, the abiding Son, abolisher of the enemy, abundant grace, abundant life, ancient of days, Adonai, advocate, Alpha Tau, Alpha and Omega, altogether lovely, amen. Anchor of souls, angel of God, angel of his presence, angel of Jacob, angel of the Lord, anointed King, anointed one. anointed of the Holy Spirit, anointed preacher, anointed witness, anointed of my head, another king, another priest, anthem of a new song, apple tree, appointed heir, appointed judge, appointed of God, appointed sacrifice, appointer of seasons, approved of God, ark of strength, arm of his strength, arm of redemption, arm of the Lord, armor of God, assurance of our hearts, a stonied one, author and finisher of our faith, author of eternal salvation, arrow of conviction, author of peace with God, author of the book of life, a veiling shield and buckler, baby of Bethlehem, baby and child of promise, balm of Gilead, banner of Israel, banner of love, baptizer, bearer of the seven stars, beautiful and glorious branch, beauty of holiness, beauty of the Lord. Beginning and ending, beginning of wisdom, beloved white and ruddy one, beloved of the Father, beloved Son, better than angels, blessed and glorious Lamb, blessed and only potent, blessed and glorious name, blessed Lamb of glory, blessed one, blessed rock, blessed of the children, branch, branch of righteousness, bread, bread of heaven, bread of God, bread of life, breastplate of our righteousness, bridegroom, bridegroom Lamb, bright light of glory, brightness of his glory, brightness of the Lord, brightness of thy rising, bringer of good things, brother of James, buckler to the upright, buckler to all, builder and maker, builder of the church, bruised and afflicted of God, bruiser of Satan, captain of salvation, captain of the Lord's host, carpenter, carpenter Jesus, carpenter's son, chief cornerstone, chief shepherd, chiefest among 10,000, child Jesus, child of the Holy Spirit, chosen of God, chosen stone of God, Christ Jesus the Lord, Christ of God, Christ our life, Christ our peace, Christ the crucified, Christ the King of Israel, Christ the Lord, Christ the rock, Christ the Son of David, Christ the Son of God, Christ the Son of the blessed, Christ the first fruits, cloud of the Lord, cluster of the campfire, comfort of the mourners, comforter of Zion, compassionate shepherd, consuming fire, confidence, conquering lamb, consecrated son, consolation of Israel, complete controller of all, completer of the saints, contradiction of sinners, counsel of the most high, covenant of the people, covenant of promise, convert from the storm, creator of Israel, creator of the new heavens and earth, creator of principalities and powers, creator of the earth, creator of the heavens, creator of visible and invisible things, creator of the winds. Amen. Creative winds, most definitely. The crown of glory, crown of pure gold, darling, days, man, day spring from on high, day star, defense, deliverer, deliverer to Zion, deliverer of my soul, designer of the universe, desire of all nations, desire of our people, desire of our soul, desire of the bride, desire of the prophets and kings, desire of the righteous, desire of women. Despised and rejected one, despised of the people, due of youth, due unto Israel, diadem of beauty, disallowed stone, door of faith, door of the sheep, dweller of the heavenlies, El Shaddai, enlarger of Gad, elect of the Lord, Elohim, enlarger of my heart, enlightener of my darkness, ensign for the nations, ensign of the people, enthroned priest, equal of God, establisher of the ends of the earth, eternal Christ, eternal life, eternal word, Eucharist of our faith, everlasting God, everlasting King, everlasting name, everlasting priest, ever living intercessor, ever living one, ever merciful one, exalted and extolled servant, exalted God of salvation, exalted Lamb, exalted name, exceeding joy our God, our sure reward, excellency of God, excellent, excellent and comely one, executor of judgment, executor of righteousness, expectation of David, express image, eye of the Lord, face of God, face of the Lord, fairer than children of man, faithful, faithful ambassador, faithful creator, faithful Lord, faithful and just forgiver, faithful witness, faithfulness, father of the fatherless, fellow, first and last, first begotten from the dead, fire of Zion, firstborn among many brethren, firstborn from the dead, firstborn of every creature, firstborn son, first fruits of them that slept, first love, excellence of God, foreordained eternally, forerunner, former of all things, former of Jacob and Israel, former of the light, fountain of Jacob, fountain of the house of David, framer of the worlds, free gift, friend, friend forever, friend of Abraham, friend of publicans and sinners. Fruit of the earth, fruit of the womb, fullness of the Father, fullness of the Godhead, garden of earth, gather of the winds, Gentiles trust, gift of God, giver of secrets and treasures of earth, giver of the good spirit, giver of the Holy Spirit, gladness of the nations, glorious arm, glorious honor of thy majesty, glorious Lord, glorious voice with us. Glory of God's majesty, glory of Israel, glory of the Gentiles, God blessed forever, God manifest in flesh, God of David, God of great kindness, God of pardon and new life, God of righteousness and wrath, God of Jeshurun, God our Savior, God with us, God is with us, good and upright, good Lord, good shepherd, good teacher, good man of the house, governor, governor of many nations, gracious God, gracious Lord, gracious and full of compassion. Great Counselor, Great Door, Great God, Great High Priest, Great King, Great Lord, Great One, Great Peace, Great Prophet, Great Savior, Great Shepherd, Great and Excellent, Amazing, Awesome, Wonderful God, Greater than Abraham, Greater than Isaac, Greater than Jacob, Greater than Jonah, Greater than David, Greater than Noah, Greater than Solomon, Greater than our hearts, Greater and More Perfect Tabernacle, Greatness of Excellency, Greatness of Might, Greatness of Strength, Greatness of Thy Power, Greatness of Zion, Green Tree, Guarantor of Our Security, Guarantor of the New Covenant, Guarantor of the Tree of Life, Guide for Us, Hand of the Lord, Hanged Redeemer, Harmless, Hated One, Hater of Iniquity, Head Above All, Head of All Principality and Powers, Head of Every Man, Head of the Body, Head of the Corner, Head of the Church, Head Over All, Head Over Things, Healer, Healer of Broken Hearts, Healer of Souls, Health of My Wounds, Most Definitely Healer of Wounds, Y'all, Health of My Countenance, Hearer of Prayer, Help of His Countenance, Helper of the Helpless, Heir of All Things, Hidden God, Hidden Manna, High Above All, High and Lofty One, High God, High Lord, High Priest of Good Things, High Priest of Our Profession, High Priest over House of God, High Right Hand, High Tower of Mine, Higher than Heavens, Higher than Kings, Highest One, His Brightness, His Dear Son, His Excellent Greatness, His Holiness, His Holy Arm, His Loving Kindness, His Mighty Hand, His Right Hand, His Son, Jesus Christ, His Son, Our Lord, Holier Than Thou, Holy and True, Holy Child, Jesus, Holy Lord God, Holy Name, Holy One and Just, Holy One of God, Holy One of Israel, Holy One of Jacob, Holy One of Mount Paran, Holy Thing, Honorable Lamb of Glory, Honored Son, Hope in the Day of Evil, Hope of David, Hope of Eternal Life, Hope of Glory, Hope of His People Israel, Hope of Israel, Hope of Righteousness, Hope of the Promise, Hope and Joy of Abraham, Hope and Joy of Simeon, Horn of David, Horn of Salvation, Horn of the House of David, Horn of the House of Israel, Horn of My Salvation, Hosanna of the Highest Praise, Hosanna the Son of David, House of Defense, Humble of the High-Minded, Husband of Israel, Husband of the Bride, I am that I am, that I am who I am, the great I am, Image of God, Image of the Believers, Image of the Father, Image of the Invisible God, Emmanuel, God is with us, Immortal, Incarnate God, Infinite One, Inheritor of all nations, Inheritor of my mountains, Intercessor of sinners, Jasper and Sardine stone, Jealous God, Jesus, Jesus Christ, our Lord, Jesus Christ, our Savior, Jesus Christ, the Righteous, Jesus of Galilee, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the Crucified, Jesus the Grace and Truth, Jesus the King of the Jews, Jew, Judge, Judge among nations, Judge of all the earth, Judge of Israel, Judge of the quick and dead, Judge of the fatherless, Judge of widows, Justified of the Spirit, Justified of the circumcision, Justified of the seed of Israel, Just God, Just Lord, Just Man, Just One, Just Savior, Keeper of Israel, Keeper of the Covenant and Mercy, Keeper of the Keys of Hell and Death, Kindler of Tophet, King Beautiful, King Eternal, King Forever, King of all the earth, King of Glory, King of Heaven, King of Israel, King of Jacob, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, King of Nations, King of Peace, King of Righteousness, King of Saints, King of the Jews, King of Truth, King of Zion, Kinsman Nearer Than I, Kinsman Redeemer, Kodashim, Holy One, Korban, Sacrifices, Lamb, Lamb of God, Lamb of Mount Zion, Lamb of the 144,000 sealed Israelites of the 12 tribes of Israel, Lamb of Salvation, Lamb of the Great Multitude, Lamb of the 12 Apostles, Lamb slain from the foundation, Lamb to the slaughter, Lamb without spot and blemish, Lamp, Lamp of the feet, Last Adam, Leader and Commander, Life, Life of Man, Lifted and Exalted Son, Lifted up Suffering Symbol, Lifted up My Head, Light in Truth, Light Everlasting, Light in Darkness, Light of Heaven, Light of Israel, Light of Life, Light of Men, Light of the City, Light of the Gentiles, Light of the Glorious Gospel, Light of the Glory of God, Light of the Path, Light of the World, Light of Thy Countenance, Lily among Thorns, Lily of the Valley, Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Lion of Zion, Living Bread, Living Redeemer, Living Savior, Living Stone, Long-Suffering God, Lord in Christ, Lord in God, Lord and Shepherd, Lord from heaven, Lord God of the holy prophets, Lord God of Mount Sinai, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord of glory, Lord Messiah, Lord Most High, Lord Yahuwah, Yahawah, Yahawashai, Ahayah Yeshaya, Everlasting Strength, Lord of a New Covenant, Lord of all, Lord of David, Lord of glory, Lord of heaven and earth, Lord of hosts, Lord of kings, Lord of lords, Lord of peace, Lord of heaven's riches, Lord of the harvest, Lord of the Sabbath, Lord of the scriptures, Lord of the second advent, Lord of the whole earth, Lord our hope, Lord our judge, Lord our king, Lord our Lord, Lord our maker, Lord our righteousness, Lord our shield, Lord over all, Lord the God of hosts, Lord the judge, Lord thy creator, Lord thy redeemer, Lord thy redeemer, Lord thy redeemer, Lord thy savior, Lover of righteousness, Magnified Lord, Magnified name, Majesty, Maker of all things, Maker of Israel, Maker of morning darkness, Maker of one new man, Maker of peace, Maker of the new way, Maker of the path in the sea, Man Christ Jesus, Man of God, man of sorrows, man of thy right hand, man of war, manna from heaven, marred one, master in heaven, master of the house, master of the sea, mediator of a better covenant, mediator of the new covenant, mediator of the new testament, mediator between God and man, meek and lowly Jesus, merciful and faithful high priest, merciful God, messenger of the covenant, Messiah, Messiah the prince, mightier than the mighty waves, mightier than the noise of any waters, mighty and strong one, mighty arm, mighty God, mighty hand of God, mighty man, mighty one of Israel, mighty one of Jacob, mighty power, mighty savior, mighty strength, mighty wisdom, mind of the Lord, mine anointed, mine elect, mine holy one, minister of the circumcision, minister of the sanctuary, minister of the true tabernacle, most holy, most mighty, most upright, mystery of godliness. God works in mysterious ways. His ways is higher than our ways, his thoughts is higher than our thoughts. Narrow gate, Nazarene, near Lord, obedient son, offspring of David, ointment poured, one and only sacrifice, one Lord, one shepherd, only rock, ordained lamp of the anointed, ordained of the Father, ordainer of the preachers, our King, our Lord, our Passover, our peace, our Sabbath, our sin offering, overcomer lamb, overcomer of the overcomers, overcomer of the principalities, overcomer of the world, overseer of the congregation, pattern of the believers, peacemaker, perfect peace, physician, great physician, excellent physician, wonderful physician, pierced Messiah, pierced one, pillar of fire, plant of renown, pleased of the Father, polished shaft, portion of Jacob, portion in the land of living, portion of mine inheritance, possessor of heaven and earth, potentate, potter, power of God, powerful and rich lamb, praise of the children, praise of the saints, preacher of good things, preacher of righteousness, precious lamb, precious Lord, precious stone, preeminent one, preparer of heavenly places, preserver of men, preserver of saints, preserver of the word, preserver of the faithful, preserver of his creation, priest forever of Melchizedek, prince of life, prince of princes, prince of the kings of the earth, prophet of his brethren, prophet from Nazareth of Galilee, prophet mighty deed and truth, propitiation for sins, propitiation of our faith, proverb to his people, pure one, quickening love, quickening spirit, quickening word, rabbi, rabboni, ransom for all, recompenser, reconciler of enemies, reconciler of things earthly and heavenly things, redeemer and forgiver, redeemer of Abraham, redeemer of Israel, redeemer of souls, redeemer of the first testament, redeemer of Zion, redeemer the Holy One, redeemer the Lamb, redeemer the Lord of hosts, redemption, refiner and purifier, refuge for the oppressed, refuge for us, refuge from the storm, refuge in a day of affliction, refuge in trouble, reigning Lamb, reproach of men, rest for our souls, restorer of Zion, rejected stone of builders, resurrection and judge, resurrection and the life, revealer of secrets, revealer of counsels of the heart, revealer of the hidden mystery, revealer of the hidden things, reverend, rewarder of servants and prophets, righteous and very faithful testimony, right hand of David, right hand of my righteousness, righteous branch, righteous God, righteous judge, righteous man, righteous one, righteous rock, righteous servant, risen light, risen Lord, river of waters, rock higher than I, rock of Israel, rock of my refuge, rock of my salvation, rock of offense, rock of the church, rock of the wilderness, rock and fortress, rock our God, rock the Lord, rod and branch, rod of his mouth, rod of my anger, rod of my strength, rod of that inheritance, root of David, rose of Sharon, ruler of Israel, ruler of the 24 elders, salvation of all nations, salvation of God, salvation of the daughters of Zion, Samaritan, good Samaritan, help the Samaritan woman. Same Lord over all, same stone of prophecy, same yesterday, today, forever, same word of eternity, sanctified and sent one, saving health, saving strength of his anointed, Savior Jesus, Savior of all, Savior of the body, Savior of the lost, Savior of the world, scepter out of Israel, scorned one, searcher of hearts, second man, secret of thy presence, seed of Abraham, promise, seed of Adam, humanity, seed of David, kingship, seed of God, deity, seed of Jacob, nationality, seed of Judah, tribe, seed of Shem, race, seed of woman, prophecy, amen, we touch and agree, in the authority of power in the name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey, new dreams, new visions, new attitude, new lifestyle, new routines, new hobbies, new habits, new friends to fellowship with, new scenery, new beginnings, new seasons, new fresh starts, new everything in your life, renewed heart, renewed joy, merry heart, gladness of heart, joyful heart. Praise the Most High forevermore. Become a new creature in Christ. Be born again in spirit and water. Make sure you repent and get baptized and start your life over the Most High, people. Water baptism, Holy Spirit baptism, people. Praise the Most High forevermore. Store up your treasures in heaven. Store up your treasures in heaven. Store up your treasures in heaven. Prayers that your name gets written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Prayers that your name is written and recorded in heaven. Prayers that you sit at the table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. Prayers that you have eternal life in 100-fold. Prayers that when it's all said and done, the Messiah tells you, well done, good and faithful servant. Prayers that you have the crown of life, the crown of rejoicing on the heavenly crowns. Prayers that you get the white robe and you sing with them palm branches. Prayers that you get the many mansions the Messiah and the Father promised to us. Amen. Prayers that you have everlasting joy. Prayers that you have the tree of life forever. Amen. Pray that you are in paradise with God forever. Hallelujah. Pray that you get in the new heaven, the new Jerusalem, the new earth. Praise the Most High forevermore, people. We have to go through a whole lot of things prior to that, okay? So let us always stay strong day by day, people. Help as many people as we can daily. All right, let's make sure we get that great commission done. But let's make sure we spread the gospel. Let's make sure we are doing Father's will, man, and rubbing it off on people, okay? Make sure we are making disciples of all nations, amen. Praise the Most High forevermore, y'all, always. God, stay strong, people. Prayers for those out there who are dealing with anger, frustration, stress, impatience. You know, prayers for those who are dealing with bitterness or who are unforgiving right now. Just forgive. Forgive others and the Father forgive you, okay? So prayers for those out there who are dealing with financial burdens or people having issues budgeting or bills, rent, tax season, or what have you. Prayers for those who our parents, man. Prayers for parents out there. Parents are very overwhelmed right now, looking after a child, looking after their children, or any hurting parents out there going with grief, going something like that. Prayers for those, for all people, man. Prayers for the elders. Prayers for the middle-aged people. Prayers for senior citizens. Prayers for adults, man. Prayers for the young adults, man. The young people. Prayers for the teenagers, man. Prayers for the little boys and girls, man. Prayers for the whole entire world. Prayers for people who are dealing with health problems and condition. Prayers for those who are incarcerated, going through jail or going through court and trial. Prayers for those who are dealing with divorce or child support or custody battles. Prayers for those who are dealing with all types of different problems that can't be explained. Prayers for those who are having homicidal thoughts, suicidal thoughts. Remember that the Messiah came to give you life and to give it abundantly. Amen. Praise the Most High. You have a new life in the Messiah, y'all. Praise the Lord, y'all. So, you know, just prayers up for everybody out there, man. Prayers for all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, everybody, man. Much prayers to the 12 tribes of Israel, man. Much prayers to the churches out there. Much prayers to all the martyrs, the ones who are being imprisoned, going to jail for this gospel or dealing with persecution all over the world. Prayers for all the great tribulation saints down the road. Just prayers, people. Make sure you don't let no one take your crown. Don't renounce your faith, people. Do not take the mark of the beast. Do not worship the image of the beast neither, y'all. Y'all don't get deceived, all right? Stay in the truth. Stay in the true gospel. Keep the commandments. Keep the most of the word of the Most High God. Keep the testimony of Jesus, amen. And you take it with you forever, people, all right? You live for the Lord. You die for the Lord, amen. The Messiah said, whoever keeps his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my name's sake will keep it. Amen. So we got to really live by the Messiah's words, people. Let us not conform. Let's not be lukewarm. Let's not give in to any of these agendas out there. None of that. All right. We firm in his word. Amen. We firm. We 10 toes down all the way on this narrow path. All right. So y'all stay strong out there, man. Give all the glory to the Most High God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forevermore. Peace and blessings forever, people. Praise the Most High, man. Much love to the Messiah. He is the seeking shepherd, the self-existent one, separate from sinners, servant of rulers, servant of the Father, servant of the Lord, shade upon thy right hand, shadow of a great rock, shadow of his hand, shadow of mine hand, shadow of the Almighty, shadow of thy wings, shalom of God, Shekinah, glory, shelter of his flock, shepherd of Israel, shepherd of souls, shepherd of the flock, shepherd of the little flock, shepherd of the other sheep, shepherd of the sheep, shepherd of tender compassion, shepherd lamb, shepherd of the valley, shield for me, shield of thy help, Shiloh, shorn lamb, sign spoken against, silent and meek lamb, sin bearer, sinless high priest, sinless one, sir, slayer of the enemy, smitten of the nation, smitten judge of Israel, smitten rock of Horeb, smitten shepherd, smitten of God, son of man, sower of the word of God, spirit of Christ, song of drunkard, son from heaven, son of David, son of freedom, son of God, son of Joseph, son of man in heaven, son of man the Savior, son of Mary, son of peace, son of the Father, son of the free woman, son of the highest, son of the living God, son of truth, son over his house, spiritual drink, spiritual meat, spiritual rock, spoiler of the principality, spokesman of the Father, sprinkler of nations and kings, star out of Jacob, stay, stiller of the raging sea, stone cut without hands. stone of Israel, stone of stumbling, the stone the builders rejected, stranger and alien, strength and song, strength in time of trouble, strength of Israel, strength of my heart, strength of my life, strength of the children, strength of the Lord, strength to the needy, strength to the poor. Stretched out arm, outstretched arm, strong habitation, strong hand, strong Lord, strong Redeemer, strong power, strong rock, strong hold, strong tower, stumbling stone, son of righteousness, sure foundation, sure mercies of David, sure steadfast anchor, surety of a better testament, surety of David, sustainer, sufficient one, sword of thy excellency, tabernacle, tabernacle of God, teacher from God, teacher of David, teacher of my path, tempest of hail and destroying storm, temple, temple of the city, tender plant, excellent, amazing, awesome, wonderful God, excellence of the kings, testament of prophecy, testator, testimony of the scriptures, that bread, that eternal life, that one from the beginning, that prophet, that rock, the creator, the everlasting arm, the excellent delight, the glorious honor of thy majesty, the glory of their strength, the grace of God, the highest, the just, the justification of life, the justification of many, the King, the Lord, my hiding place, the Lord, my helper and deliverer, the love of God, the man, the manifest life, the mercy of the Most High, the mighty of Jacob, the rock of our salvation, the Savior, the victory, the Savior of upright hearts, the secret of the Lord, the Son of the Lord God, the song of Moses, the sower, the straight gate, thine holy one, thresher of wheat and chaff, throne of God's holiness, thou Christ, tower of David, tower and fortress, tower of salvation, trampler of the young lion and dragon, treader of the angry waves, treader of the high places, treader of the lion and adder, treader of the winepress, thy glorious name, thy kindness and marvelous comfort, thy staff and comfort, thy praise, treasure of wisdom, tried stone, triumph Christ, triumph overcomer, triumph lamb, true and faithful witness, true and righteous judge, true bread from heaven, true God and eternal life, true light, true vine, truth, uncorrupted and glorified one, uncomprehendable light, undefiled, unknown God, unspeakable gift, upholder of all things, upholding right hand, valiant right hand, veil to the new and living way, very beautiful King, very Christ, very foundation of the church, very God of peace, very great, very high priest, very high servant, very lovely song, very present help, very pure word, victorious King and Lord, victorious Lord Jesus, victorious one, victory vine, voice of great thunder, voice of many waters, voice of the Almighty, voice of the Lord God, wall of fire, water of life, way everlasting, way of salvation, way of the just, way of the Lord, way to the holiest, weakness of God, well-beloved of God, well-beloved son, white linen of the saints, white stone, wisdom, wisdom and knowledge, wisdom of the just, wise and strong lamb, witness, witness of the Father, witness of truth, witness to the people, wonderful counselor, word, word made flesh, word of God, word of his power, word of life, word of righteousness, word of the Lord, worshipful Lord, worthy lamb of heaven, worthy Lord Jesus, worthy redeemer, worthy servant, wounded one in house of friends, wounded one of transgressors, wounded one for transgressors, yoke of peace and rest, young child, zeal of the Lord of hosts, zealous one, amen, hallelujah, you touch and agree, y'all. Praise the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forevermore. He is excellent, he is awesome, he is worthy, he is all that people. Let us always repent and turn from our ways. Let us call on him and seek him. Let's always do his will, amen. Let's always keep the Most High God first forever, people. All right, let's dedicate everything to him. Let's honor everything to him. He is the center of everything around him, man. He's everything, all right? Everything belongs to him anyway. So, you know, let's all give it back to him. Amen. Praise the Most High forevermore, y'all. So there you have it. What I love to do as I close out is give y'all the priestly blessing on the way out, okay? So here we go. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they'll put my name on the children of Israel and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.